This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we are coming into Christmas, which means we're probably all going to get a little bit more lazy and eat a little bit more than we plan to, but hey, that's what it's all about. I'm joined this morning by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. How are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you there. As well. Yeah, so close. It's just at the end of this week, of course, but it's hard to keep up our exercise over the Christmas period, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Like you say, people seem to sit down a lot more, eat a lot more. So today I've come up with 5 tips for everybody to try and keep moving throughout the festive period so that we perhaps don't jump on the scales come January and have a bit of a shock. So the first one is to work out in the morning. So as you know, things do get busy in and around Christmas with Christmas shopping, food prep for the big day. You might have Christmas drinks with your work colleagues, etc. So exercise can kind of be one of the last things on your mind. So one of the good things to do is to try and get up in the morning and get it done. So maybe get prepared the night before, get your shoes out, get all your gear out. So you wake up in the morning, chuck it on, go and do your exercise, and then you know that for the rest of the day it's all done and you don't have to think about it later on.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a bit tricky for me doing brekkie radio, but the exercise in the morning, I do it on the weekends, and it's a very good tip, and you feel fresh and energized for the rest of the day, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And I guess you feel fresh and refreshed and energized to maybe do the shopping.
That's it. So number 2 is to hit the shop. So some partners might not be super keen on this if we're spending money, but a full day of shopping can accumulate some serious steps. And as we know, walking is good for our health. So it's probably a bit late for online shopping now, but ditch the online shopping anyway and get out there and use your feet and go and find those last minute gifts, walking around, doing as much walking as you can whilst you're at the shop, so we can accumulate those steps and, like I said, less sitting as well.
And I guess, what if we do have to go to work? It sort of sitting down for, I guess, an 8-hour full-time job is a bit hard to get your exercise in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So, you know, at this time of year, people are often trying to wrap up work at the end of the year. They might be cramming it in. They might be working longer hours as well. So some of the things we can try and do is just get to work that little bit earlier, park the car further away from your work so that you're having to work walk further, or even, you know, go for a 15-minute walk before work. If you've got stairs at work, take the stairs where you can. Use your lunchtime just to squeeze in a little bit of a walk as well, or even a mini desk workout. Or even just, you know, try and stand up more often. So, you know, if you're having to sit at your desk for long periods of time, do some squats, stand up, sit down again, you know, just get moving, go to the printer, et cetera. Just try not to have that prolonged sitting for as much as you can.
And if we are, I guess, slowing down over the Christmas break, when we do get a chance to exercise, should we be going harder?
Yeah, well, so your time is precious at this time of year. You've got so much to do. You're catching up with friends, et cetera. So one way to try and get a better result from your exercise and kind of get more bang from your buck is by doing higher intensity exercise. So you can basically get away with doing almost half as much exercise or half as much time if you're exercising at a higher intensity of about 85 to 95% of your maximum heart rate. So high-intensity interval training. So this is when we might go hard. You know, say you're on a bike, you might pedal really fast for anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes, and then you slow down, catch your breath, and then you do it again. So we repeat that. And that high-intensity interval training also triggers excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, which is a big, long thing. But basically what that means is that we can burn more calories after we've finished the exercise as well. So for that reason, it's much more effective doing that high-intensity training at burning calories, so you can burn off more of that Christmas food if you're working at higher intensity.
No worries. And I guess if you are, you know, you say you go home for the holidays, you've probably got more people around the house to exercise with as well.
That's right. So use your time to, you know, to catch up over exercise. So if you've got family or friends staying with you, rather than only catching up over a drink or two, set a date for the morning. Like I said, morning exercise is always great to get exercising. And, you know, that could be a hit of tennis or go for a round of golf or just a long walk. But it's an excellent way to stay active and catch up on everything from the past year at the same time. And, you know, if they are staying with you for a long period of time over the, you know, the Christmas, New Year break, then try and make it a regular thing. Do it every morning. And then, as we know, you know, having somebody that you're exercising with makes us a little bit more accountable, so we're more likely to stick to that routine over the Christmas break. And it can be more fun anyway.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me over the whole year, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Jordan.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.